Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Michael Afshar. He is the head of corporate development and platform solutions at Global Wonks, a technology provider of real-time expert insights for enterprises. And Mr. Afshar, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me today, Eric. It's a pleasure.
And the pleasure is all ours, and really appreciate your time. So for starters, if you would, remind us about Global Wonks and how it is participating in the SaaS market. Let's kick it off there.
Sure. Thank you again. As I tell clients and our investors, we're really in the knowledge as a service industry, and we deliver it via software. As you may have heard, or your audience members have heard, software is eating the world. And what does that mean? It means that social and economic conditions are changing. The way we work, the way we engage our everyday lives is changing. And software is a really big part of that. And software is helping drive a lot of this change and forward-thinking statements as well. And what we're doing is we're developing a suite of products that allow, in this agile, technologically driven world, to gain access to the various sources of knowledge, whether outside of your firm or within your firm. And what I mean by that is a lot of firms and a lot of software platforms are emerging that are data-driven. But there's not a lot of human context behind that. There's a lot of so what's there. And what we're trying to do at Global Wonks is develop tools that either help enterprises directly access knowledge through our network of over 25,000 experts, or we have white labeling products available that allow any enterprise that is data driven or a lot of information driven but lacks that human context around the so what of this information, it allows them to tap that internally via their own expert pool. And if that pool of expertise is not housed within their own domain, whether it's the R&D department, the marketing department, or the sales department, they can reach out into our network and tap that expertise. It's very much, think of it like a hybrid data center on-premise, off-premise. We're trying to do the very much the same, but with respect to knowledge.
Well, your explanation certainly is a big-time helper, and really appreciate your clarifying and setting it straight. Now, in the wake of COVID-19, flexible and agile work environments have sprung up, obviously. How is Global Wonks getting ready for the future of work?
Yeah, our dream was always about the future of work. COVID just accelerated that timeline. We always knew that people were going to spend less time in their offices. We already saw a lot of corporations winding down their work weeks, winding down how many office seats they have available with via hot desks. And COVID just accelerated that trend. And that is a really advantageous thing for us at Global Wonks, because what that means is this agile work from anywhere environment creates a disintermediation of information. And what I mean with that is before teams were able to collaborate in person on location and exchange ideas, now those groups have been dispersed and we may never come back to the way we were. We're creating tools that enable you to sort of get that camaraderie and collaboration digitally. So you're able to ask your own enterprise within for that knowledge that you seek. So if you have a question in an R&D department, we're able to upload all of those experts onto our network and create a closed off solution that allows you to then go and seek that expertise. And we're trying to do this across a number of verticals. And we're seeing a great deal of success when it comes to the consulting, the enterprise, and the corporate security space.
Now, one question that comes to mind, who are your main competitors in the industry, if there are any, and how have you positioned yourself to be differentiated here?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So the product that we've created allows us to have a lot of competitors. So the traditional expert network industry is our competitor. Some traditional consulting work is our competitor. Really, anyone who is looking for knowledge is an attractive client for us. And that is really where we compete. We compete in the information of in the business of knowledge. And that's what we're trying to get to everyone. And the way we decided to do it versus our competitors is twofold, transparency and automation. What I mean by transparency is you can go on our website, on our SaaS platform, and search through our roster of experts. Very few of our competitors are able to do that, and that's just because they're using legacy systems versus us. And then the automation part is we've built a Q&A tool that is real time. This tool allows anyone to go at any time of the day, anywhere in the world, pose a question, tag it with the appropriate keywords, such as maybe economics, marketing, technology, and our algorithm works behind the scenes to match it into with the best experts in our network, and that question gets shoot out to them. And they have 24 hours to respond back, and generally the answers are within 200 to 250 words. It's really meant to be a snapshot on a particular topic, and then that allows you, via our automated tool, as responses come in, you can click on the profile, see who responded, and if you so choose, you can go schedule a phone call and continue that knowledge journey. And that's what we really mean by automation and standardization. We've standardized how you look at the profiles, we've automated all our products, and we've automated that entire journey, whether you want to go from that network pulse question to a phone call or a wider report, you're able to seamlessly do that in an automated way. And when we talk to clients, one of their main pain points is the lack of speed. And then the second thing is price. And what we try to do by streamlining and adding that speed is taking away from people's time, which allows us to lower the cost. So it creates a win-win environment. And we've seen a lot of traction over the last year as people and enterprises see that value proposition we're offering.
And of course, the key word there in the differentiator is being automated, and who wouldn't want to be more automated in their business today? We're joined by Mr. Michael Afshar. He is the head of corporate development and platform solutions at Global Wonks, a technology provider of real-time expert insights for enterprises. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, when was the last time you raised capital and why was it done? Touch on that from that perspective.
Yeah, actually, we raised capital right in the heart of COVID in the mid of 2020. And UsaBase, a big Japanese conglomerate, was our lead investor. And what we really needed that money for was to expand the team. We had shown market product fit. We had a great deal of client interest. We had increased activity in our network, and we needed the funding to expand operationally, develop all the things technologically that we had in our roadmap that we thought would enhance the experience, and really lay the foundation for our vision for how people are going to share knowledge going forward. We think that COVID has changed the way people engage one another. It's changed the way enterprises and employees within those enterprises engage with one another. And what we're trying to do is create a one-stop shop ecosystem that allows people to either internally tap their knowledge needs and challenges, or come externally into our network and tap our 25,000 plus experts to help them get them from there. And that takes money, that takes technological development, that takes people, and that's why we really did it.
Got to hand it to you. Did very well in such a challenging time, and really, really awesome to hear that report. Now, tagging on to that last question, are there any future capital raising plans for Global Wonks looking ahead?
Yeah, actually, right now we're starting that process again. We're doing our Series A. And the funds are going to be used for the very same things. We've seen a tremendous amount of growth since we last raised money that has allowed us to develop things technologically, that has allowed us to expand our sales team, that has allowed us to expand our marketing, and we're building brand awareness as a result of that. And now, because of all this activity and traction, there are new customer demands. There are new product enhancements that we can go after to increase the experience. And when we look back at the last few months and what that costs and what we want to do going forward, we realize that the iron is hot now. We need to act and continue to take share. And we need the funding to be able to do that, to go expand the team both operationally, technologically, as well as allocate more funding to marketing so we can get our name out there. And we think that right now is the right time in our growth to go after it and take that share.
A lot of exciting things going on over there at Global Wonks and looking ahead as well. Really appreciate your joining us on behalf of Global Wonks and giving us more information about the company. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make us aware of as we do conclude today?
You know, I just like to thank you for the opportunity and for your audience out there. For anyone who's looking for their knowledge needs to be met, we're here. We're doing innovative technological things that are different than our competitor suites. And I would encourage them to reach out for a demo. I think once they see the power of what we've set up with Network Pulse and our algorithmic engine, they'll be impressed and really find a way to incorporate it into their daily workflow.
Well, I think it's awesome what you've got here and really appreciate all you're doing in the space to help during these times, especially. Folks, for more information, visit globalwonks.com. Mr. Afshar, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure as always.
And mine as well. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Afshar, the head of corporate development and platform solutions at Global Wonks, a technology provider of real-time expert insights for enterprises. And for all the details, simply visit globalwonks.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.